Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samech Tes, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara Midik Tani. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sarah bas Batya, Rafol Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Arya Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Dvorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus via Cheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yubadal Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So, today's daf is going to discuss something that's come up many times in Raid Bites, but this is the makar to that sugya, and that is the Kohanim, who wore special begadim when they did the Avodah. Was it okay for them to wear their Big Day Kohuna Shaloi Beshas Avodah, or was it not okay? So when they did the Avodah, they had to wear the Big Day Kohuna. If a Kohen does the Avodah without wearing the Big Day Kohuna, it's as if a Zohar did the Big Day Kohuna, and the Kohen would be Chayav Misa. In fact, he has to wear all the Begadim. So if it's a Kohen Hedyed, he has to wear all Dalit Begadim. If it's a Kohen Gadol, he has to wear all Shmoyna Begadim. If he's missing even one Beged, he's a Mechusar Begadim. The Avoid is going to be possible. This Kohen will have done something really, really bad. The question is, Shaloi B'Shas Avoidah. A Kohen is learning, he's davening, he's working. Can he wear the Big Day Kohuna or could he not? And what comes out from the summation of the Gemara is that there's three reasons why maybe it shouldn't be okay. Number one, the Big Day Kohuna were hektish. As a result, if a Kohen wears the Big Day Kohuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, he's being nene from hektish at a time that he's not mandated to. As a result, it could be there's an Isser Me'ila, or at the very least, an Isser Kodesh. Meaning, you're not allowed to benefit from hektish frivolously. So to the extent, there's a mitzvah beseder. But if you're not doing an avodah right now, so maybe it should not be okay. So the first reason why maybe it wouldn't be okay is simply because it's not okay to have hanah from hektish unless you're obligated to, being that this is shaloi b'shas avodah, so it could be from an iser hanah, from an iser mi'ila perspective, there would be an issue. Number two, the avnet, according to one man da Omar, was made of shatnez. Now, ordinarily, a yid's not allowed to wear shatnez. He can't wear a beged that's made up of tzemer u'pishtim yachdav. Now, when there's a mitzvah to wear the begadim, so of course you wear the begadim. But to the extent that it's shaloi b'shas avodah, the kohen is going to be wearing shatnez, shaloi b'makom mitzvah, that would be another reason it shouldn't be okay. A third svara that's going to emerge from the Gemara is could be, even if midairaisa it's fine, meaning there's no problem of me'ila, and maybe there's no iser shatnez, but at the same time, it could be it's simply inappropriate to take something that's kodesh and to be noyeg b'derechoyl, that's Lush and Rashi and the Sugya, maybe that would not be okay. So three reasons why maybe it would be an issue. Number one, an Isser Me'ila slash Hana. Number two, Isser Shatnez. And number three, more of a sensitivity, more of a rabbinic type idea. And that is, you'd be Noyeg, Minig, Chayil with something of Kedusha. That's maybe not okay. Now, what does this Sugya have to do with our Mishnah? So the Mishnah began and said, Bolei Kohen Gadol Likris. The Kohen Gadol is now resuming the Avodah, and he's on his way to read from a Sefer Torah. So we're going to see more in tomorrow's daf what exactly he read and some of the details of it. But for now, the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol went to the Sefer Torah to read from it, Imratza Likrois Big Day Butzkar. If he wanted to wear the Big Day Butz, the special Dalit Begadim, the Big Day Lovin that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, that was okay for him, Lav, and if that's not what he wanted to wear, he's allowed to wear his own Begadim. So this is interesting. The Kohen Gadol had a choice. You want to wear your regular Begadim, wear your regular begadim. You want to wear the Big Day Kohuna, wear the Big Day Kohuna. Zokta Gemara, very obvious. And the fact that the Mishnah says that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear his own begadim, that's something that's okay. He must be reading from the Sefer Torah, is not an Avodah. Because if it's an Avodah, he wouldn't have the option to wear his regular begadim. He would have to wear the Big Day Kohuna. Interesting. So it's not an Avodah. Yet it says, if he wants to wear the Big Day Butz, if he wants to wear the Big Day Kohuna, he can. Mina, says the Gemara, you see from here, Big Day Kohuna, Nitnu Lahanaspan, must be a person's allowed to have Hana from the Big Day Kohuna. Because if he's not allowed to have Hana from the Big Day Kohuna, and Kriya Satoira of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not an Avodah of Haraya, because He doesn't have to wear the big dekuna, then it shouldn't be okay for him to wear the big dekuna. If it's an avoida, he should have to wear the big dekuna. And if it's not an avoida, he should not be allowed to wear the big dekuna. Because you're not allowed to wear big dekuna shloi b'shas avoida. Oh, from the fact that we're saying he can wear his big dekuna, must be it's not an avoida. And still you see he's allowed to wear the big dekuna. So the Gemara says this would seem to be a raya, this Mishnah tucked away. Yuma samaches amit beis. That big day kuna didn't ulah understand, but the Gemara says no. Dilmashani kriya the sarech avoidahi. Maybe, really, kriya satayra is not an avoida. Despite the fact it's not an avoida, it's still not considered shaloi b'shas avoida. And the reason is because the kriya satayra, at the very least, is sarech avoida. And being that it's sarech avoida, it was something that was a part of the avoida on Yom Kippur, even though it's not a technical avoida that requires big tekuna, but it's enough of avoida to say that even if you hold that ordinarily you're not allowed to wear big tekuna, shalei b'shas avoida, but to wear b'shas the kriyas ha-tayra, that would be okay. So the Gemara just mentioned this idea of big tekuna nitnu lehanis behem. We introduced it with a very brief introduction. So the Gemara says, the Iboilon, where's this shaila even coming from? Because the B'nai Yeshiva had the following question, big tekuna nitnu lehanis behem. Pretty straightforward. Was the kohen allowed to have anah from the big tekuna, or was he not allowed to have anah from the big tekuna? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. I mean, we thought we had a raya from the Mishnah. Clearly we don't. But the Gemara says, I have a raya from a Mishnah Masechtis Tamid. The Mishnah over there is discussing the kohanim when they went to sleep at night. And it says, Lehoyu yeshenim b'big day kodesh. They didn't sleep in their big day kodesh. So the Gemara says, interesting, Dik. Shina hu dalai. It sounds like sleeping not. And the truth is, there are reasons not to sleep in Big Day Kahuna. So for example, once upon a time, people were tefillin the whole day. But at the same time, you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin. The reason is gzeira shema yafiach. We're concerned that maybe while the person is sleeping, so he'll pass gas or something's going to happen that would be unbefitting to do while a person's wearing tefillin. So if you're telling me that the kahanim didn't sleep in the big kahuna, it sounds like there was something about sleeping that they didn't do. But eating in the big day kahuna, they did. It sounds like sleeping, which there's a svara to say not to. But anything else, maybe yeah. So you see l'chura from the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that the kohanim did everything with the big day kahuna with the exception of sleeping. So you see, you could wear the big day kahuna even shalei b'shas avoda, but the Gemara says no. Dilmashani achilo the tzarech avoda, meaning it's a good day. They didn't sleep, and it's mashma if they didn't sleep, they ate. If you're not allowed to wear big day kahuna shalei b'shas avoda, why was it okay for them to eat? Because achilo is also tzarech avoda. It's not avoida per se, but it's part of the avoida. Kedetanya, we learned to the brayso of achlu oisem hashakupa behem, and we learn from that pasuk melamed shakliyanim oichlenu b'aylam eschaprin, that even though the ikka kapara of a carbon happened through the dam, through the shchita kabbalah ilach hazrika, but at the same time there was some peripheral type of kapara that was attained through the achilas kohanim. So the achilas kohanim, even if it's not a perfect avoida, but at the same time, it's also not shaloi b'shas avoida, and it's for that reason it would be okay for the kohanim to wear it. So it's true, good deed from the Mishnah and Talmud, that the kohanim used to wear the big dekuna b'shas achila, but that's not a raya that you're allowed to wear the big dekuna shaloi b'shas avoida, because even though achila is not an avoida, it's a tzorech avoida, so maybe b'shas a tzorech avoida, it's okay, but if it's shaloi b'shas avoida, and it's even shaloi b'shas tzorech, maybe that's not fine. But the Gemara says, make the same diak. Shino hu deloy, ha haluche mahalchi. What was the diak? It says they didn't sleep. It's mashma they ate. Okay, tell me eating is different. Fine. Let's make a different diak. It says they didn't sleep. Sounds like they walked in it. So something you could do. So the Gemara says, I hear. But then udaluche, nami loy. You're right. It's a good diak. And really, the Mishnah could have said that not only did the Kayanim not sleep in the big dekuno, but they used to take it off as soon as they finished doing the avoida. So why then did the Mishnah say they didn't sleep? Say a bigger chiddush, they never wore the big dekuna shalei b'shas avoida. The sefer it's three chalei. The reason the Mishnah said it the way it did is because it wanted to say the sefer, which says poishtin u'mekaplin u'manichin tachas roshem. That when the kehanim used to go to sleep, they would take off the big dekuna and they would put it underneath their heads, which sounds like they used it as a pillow. Now that's a very big chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe that's not okay to do. Kamash malon, that it is okay to do. So the reason we're talking about sleeping is not because the isser for the kohanim to wear the big dekuna shalei b'shas avoida was specific to sleeping. Really, they were never allowed to wear the big dekuna shalei b'shas avoida. We mentioned sleeping because there's something else we want to say about sleeping, and that is that they used to sleep with the big dekuna underneath the head. The bottom line is we have no raya yet where the big dekuna are nitnu lahanes behen or loy nitnu lahanes behen. We thought we had a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol used to, if he wanted to, read from the Sefer Torah wearing the big dekuna. Ayat shalei b'shas avoida. So the Gemara says, true, but it's a tzarech avoida. Then we thought we had another raya. The Kohanim didn't sleep in the big dekuna. It sounds like everything else they did do with the big dekuna, but the Gemara says that's not a raya either. So the Gemara is going to now take a third attempt at trying to be poshet this, and that is from the seifa of the Mishnah that we just mentioned. So the Mishnah said that poshtenu mekaflin umanichen oisim tachas ushem. The Kohanim would take their big dekuna off at night, they would fold it, and they would put it underneath their heads. So the Gemara says, isn't that a raya? Shami mino big dekuna in the honest man. You see, you could have anah. Now here they're having anah from it in an untraditional way. They're not wearing the big dekuna, they're simply using it as a pillow, but at the end of the day, they're having anah from it. So the Gemara says, let this be a raya that the Kohanim were allowed to have anah. Rapapa, the Rapapa says, no, lo yitei metachas reshem. Let's edit the Mishnah. Don't say that they used to put it underneath their heads. Ale'ema keneged reshem. What they used to do is they would put it keneged reshem, next to their heads, but not literally underneath their heads. Amra Misharshia. So Misharshia said, Shama mino. You see from it, Philemon Atzach, Aperdami. If it's okay to put the big day kahuna next to the heads of the kohen, it's probably okay to do the same thing with the tefillin. Even though you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin, but it would seem to be okay to put it min hatzad. And the Gemara says, Hachi nami mistabed keneged rasheim. So we just said that when the Mishnah says that the Kohanim used to put the big dekuna underneath the head, it doesn't mean underneath the head, but it means keneged rasheim. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that that's really the pshat. Because if it means literally underneath the heads, isn't there a kalayim problem? How is that okay? Because there's the avned, meaning, and even if you're going to tell me that it's okay to have anah from the big dekuna shalei b'shas avoida, but Hamasani make Kalayim, you're not allowed to have anah from Kalayim. So from a Kalayim perspective, it should be a problem. Meaning, what would be the Hava? Meaning, you should be able to sleep on the big day kahuna, use it as a pillow, as a sheet, if it's Kalayim. So forget about big day kuna nitnu lehanes or light nitnu mahanes. Forget about whether there is mi'ila, there's no mi'ila, there is an isra kodesh, there's no isra kodesh, there is an isra anah, there's no isra anah, all synonyms of each other. But what about the Kalayim problem? So the Gemara says, ha, nichel mandama, that's good, coin to mandama that holds avnetoi shel koin gadol, snehu avnetoi shel koin hetit. So there's a lot of girsa issues in this Gemara, but the girsa of the Bach is that the Gemara is saying, bishlam koin to mandama that holds that the avnet of the koin gadol on Yom Kippur, that was the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year, then this is not a kasha. This is no hakinami mistabra. If the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was the same as the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that means the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was made of linen. Because the special begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, his dalet begadim, were all but they were all linen. The Kohen Gadol's avnet on the whole year, the Kohen Gadol's avnet of the Shmoyne begadim, that was made of shatnez. But the on Yom Kippur, it was for sure made of linen. So if you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was the same as the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so then there's no raya from the fact that they slept by use this as a pillow, that it wasn't literally underneath them, it was keneged reshem. What would be the raya? Whatever the shatnez, there is no shatnez. Because the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made of linen, because it's made up of the same material that the Kohen Gadol, el mandam avnet shekohen gadol, lo yizeh avnet shekohen, but kohen mandam, but that says that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was not the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. Meaning the avnet of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was made of linen, but the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made of shatnez. Ma'yikala meimur, so that's a good raya. Must be that they never slept on top of it. And it doesn't mean tachas reshem, rather what it means is keneged reshem. The Gemara says, but one, not so fast. Maybe really it means tachas reshem. But who said there's an iser to sleep on shatnez? There's an iser to wear shatnez. Whoever said there's an iser to sleep on shatnez? Maybe kalayim is only awesome. Belevisha, v'alo, you're not allowed to wear it. Oh, but b'hatzah, shari, maybe you're allowed to lie in it. Tanya, it's not true. It's not true. So it says in the Torah regarding shatnez, lo yalo alecho, avalat amuto lo yitzia tachtecho. Meaning, midday rice, that's true. Midday rice, so you're allowed to put it underneath you. Aval amru chachamim, stating that the chachamim said, asalasis came, you're not allowed to. Shemeti karech nima achas abasar, because we're afraid that maybe one string of shanis is going to end up on the basar of the person, and he's going to end up wearing it. Chitem the mafsikle midi beni beni. So maybe the Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me now, even if there's an issa to sleep on shatnez, but it's only an issa derabbanan. The issa is that maybe one nima is going to end up on the body of the kohen. Okay, so maybe he had a few layers. Maybe he slept with two pillows. The top pillow wasn't the big dekuna, it was the bottom one that was. Or the top pillow was one of the begadim that wasn't shatnez, and it was the bottom one that was the avnet. But the Gemara says that's not an a teretz, because Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Amar Rebbe, Bishum Kehilo Kedisha Shebe Yerushalayim, that afilu Esem Atzah, Izu Al Gavzu, V'Kelayim Tach, you have 10 pillows, one on top of another, and on the bottom, there's Kelayim, Asalishan Aleim, and I'll let us sleep on it. Elav, Shmamino, Keneged Roshayim, Shmamino, must be it was Keneged Roshayim, Shmamino. The bottom line is, a little bit of a diversion, but the point is, we're trying to prove, or whether big day kuna when nitnu lehanes bem or loy nitnu lehanes bem, the Gemara thought it had a raya from the fact that it says that the kohanim used to put the big day kuna underneath their heads. Must be they're allowed to have anah from it, because even though you're not having anah from it now in the wearing sense, but you're sleeping on it. So isn't that hana? And the Gemara says you have no raya, because maybe even though the Mishnah said tachas reshayim, maybe what it really meant was keneged reshayim, and not just that, the Gemara proved that it was keneged reshayim. Hold that the Avnet was made of shatnez, it had to have been keneged reshayim. Because forget about whether big day kunas nitnu lahanes or loy nitnu lahanes. There's no question you're not allowed to have anah from shatnez. And when we say you're not allowed to have anah from shatnez, it means you're not allowed to wear shatnez. Midrabbanan means you're not even allowed to sleep on shatnez. And even if it's esemat soy, zuah gabzu, it's not okay. So if you hold that the Avnet at shatnez, everybody holds the Avnet at shatnez. But if the Avnet at shatnez, how would it be fine? Must be it was keneged reshayim. Shema mino. Ravashi yama, Ravashi said no. Loy lam tachas reshayim. Maybe really was tachas reshim. I vakamisani make kalayim. Aren't you having enough from kalayim? So the Gemara says big dekuna kashin hey. The big dekuna were made of a very hard material, and as a result, there's no problem. Ki had the Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua said, "Hay namto gamdo de neresh sharya." So this was a felt that came from a place called Neresh. So the namta of that felt, the here of it was mutter to wear, even if it involves shatnez. And the reason is because it's a hard material. If there's a hard material, you don't really have enough from it. And as a result, it's not going to be osner. As a result, it could be you have no raya from here, whether it was tachas reshem or keneged reshem. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. Again, big day kuna mutter lehanes or osel lehanes. Big day kuna says the braisa, hayoitz ben lemedina osir. If somebody goes out lemedina, it's not okay. So kain cannot wear the big day kuna ben medina. Upen mikdash, however, in the base of mikdash, ben bishas avayda, ben shalay bishas avayda. Whether the kain was doing that avayda, it wasn't doing that avayda. Mutter, it is okay. Mineisha, big day kuna, nitnu lehanes them, because you're allowed to have anah from the big day kuhuna. Zakti Gemara, checkmate, shema mina. I mean, this is literally word for word what we're trying to be patient. It was iboyolohu, big day kuna, nitnu lehanes ben, aloy nitnu lehanes ben. The Brisa says, big day kuna, nitnu lehanes ben. Now, if big day kuna is nitnu lehanes ben, so why b'medina was it not okay? It sounds like b'medina you're not allowed to wear it, but in the mikdash, you are. Why in the mikdash are you allowed to wear shalei b'shas avoyda? Because big day kuhuna nitnu lahanes ben. So then a man of shach, you should be able to wear b'medina. So Rashi addresses it, and this is the Rashi we spoke at in the introduction to the daf. Shenoyak bohen derechoyel. It's because of derechoyel to go out into the market wearing these big day kuhuna. That's not appropriate. So it's not based on an Isser Hana. If it was an Isser Hana, it'd be also in the Beis HaMikdash as well. But rather, the Isser is simply because you know Yeg Bahen Minig Chayel. But the Gemara says, Ube Medina Loi. Is that true? That it's Asr for the Kohen to wear Big Day Kahuna, albeit Be Medina? Meaning, we just proved, L'chayra, that Big Day Kahuna are nitnu lehanas them. It's a brisa. The kehanim allowed to wear it b'shas avoda and shaloi b'shas avoda, but the medina not. Why? Because you know you mean the gemara is that true. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, and the gemara now is going to tell a story, and this is one of the most famous stories ever told. It's a classic gemara. We're going to do what we do. So the gemara says b'esrim b'chamisha b'tevis, on the 25th day of Tevis, yoyim har grizimu. It was a special day on the Jewish calendar. It had a name. It was called Yom Har Gerizim. So what was unique about this day? The Leila Mispat. On this day, a Yid that died could not have any hesped. So we're familiar with Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was a scroll that mentioned days that it was usher for a Yid to fast. And it was simply based on the fact that there were very good things that happened to Yidden on those days. And because of that, these were days that went on in history as days you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to make a hesped, and there was certain nihugim of avelos that was not okay. The most famous of the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus is Chanukah. B'chaf Hei Kislev, the Megillas Tainus tells the Chanukah story, and it's for 8 days we have Chanukah. So Chanukah is a braisa that's mentioned in the Megillas Tainus. But it's a set of scrolls. It's a very ancient set of scrolls. It goes back to some of the earlier Tanoim, Gemara and Shabbos stuff, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So this braisa is going through the dates, and it mentions on the 25th day of Tevis, it was the day of Har Grizin. No hespedim. Why? Because Yom Shabikshu Kutim Hespeis Alekenu Me Alexandris Mukrim Loich Rivai. Because this was the day that the Kutin had lobbied Alexandris Mukden, also known as Alexander the Great, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, v'nasnu lehem, and he gave them rishus to do it. So this was the day that the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed. So obviously, this is the beginning of Bayesh and Yidden, just rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, and Alexander the Great is now on his way with his army, with his militaire. He's going to destroy the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Bovai Diva Shimon HaTzadik. They went, they notified Shimon HaTzadik. So Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol at the time. He was also one of the leaders of the Jewish people at the time, and they notified him and they told him what's happening. So the Braisa says, Ma also, what did he do? Lavash big day kuhuna. He put on the big day kuhuna. It was the Kohen Gadol. Finish at the big day kuhuna. Umi Yakira Yisrael imay. And he had the Chashev Yidden of Klal Yisrael escort him. They were holding torches of fire. The Chala Laila. And the entire night they were walking in the direction of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great and his army were also walking in the direction of Yerushalayim, meaning they were walking towards each other. So the entire night, until finally the sun rose and they were able to sekim shalom udashachar, amalehem mi halalu. So Alexander the Great turns to his people and he says, tell me, who are them? Amrulay, they told him, Yehudim, shemar debecha. These are the Jews that rebelled against you. These are the people that we're going now to fight. We're going to destroy their temple. Kivin shegi lantifros, when he came, tamtifros zarcha chama. At that point, it was already Netzacham, it was Vasikin. Upogu Zebezeh, they saw each other. Kim Chirol, Shimon HaTzadik. As soon as Alexander the Great saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yoret Mimer Kafta, he got off his chariot. Vishtachav Alafonov. And this king, Alexander the Great, the most powerful man in the world at that time, one of the most powerful men of all time. So he gets off his chariot and he bows down to this rabbi, Amrulai. So they told him, Melech Gadol Kemoischa, Yishtachav Aliyehudi Zeh? Does this make any sense? Amalehem, so he told them, I'm going to tell you the story. Every night, before we go to battle, I have a dream. And in the dream, somebody appears to me, and he tells me exactly how I should fight. I follow what he tells me to do, and I'm always successful. I never met that person, but this is him right here. And that's why I'm bowing down to him, because frankly, we owe our military success to this Yehudi, Amalehem. So he turned to them and he said, Lama Basem, meaning Alexander the Great turns to the Yidden and he says, why are you walking towards me? Amr, they said, Efshe Baishem is Palum Lom Bayolech. He said, because the house where we pray for your well-being, the well-being of your kingdom, that it not be destroyed. And now there are people that are spreading libels about us, and they want that house to be destroyed. Says the reason we're coming towards you is because we're coming to plead and beg that you not destroy the temple, because maybe, Alexander the Great, you don't understand what goes on in this temple. What goes on is we bring sacrifices and we pray for your well-being. You see me in your dreams. I'm trying to help you be successful. Well, this is how it works. This is my secret sauce. It's through the Avodah that we do in this holy temple that I'm able to help you do what I do. And in fact, those people that are spreading false rumors about us, it's because they understand that your success is contingent upon this temple. Talk about spinning a story. And that's why they want to destroy it. So the Gemara says that Alexander the Great turned to his chevra. I guess this news never really reached his desk. So his chevra were really the ones taking care of this. So tell me, who are these people? I'm like, these are the kituris. They're like, why are you looking at us? So the Gemara says, listen, I don't want to deal with them. If you want to deal with them, you can do whatever you want with them. Miyad, immediately, the Yidden got to work. Nakfum, they fey, and they made holes in their heels. V'talim bezinvei suseim, and they tied them to their horses. V'yemegarin oisam ala koitzim v'ala barkonim. Achi higiyu lahar grizim, until they came to Har Grizim. Kivichu higiyu lahar grizim, as soon as they came to Har Grizim, charshu, v'zaru, kashinim, they plowed it, and then they planted kashinim, that's Michael Behema, and they did everything to the Kutin on Har Grizim, what the Kutinim wanted to do to the Yidden. Kederech shebikshu lasois lebeis alekeinu. V'oisei ha-yoim asu yontif. And that day ended up being a yontif. And that's the Yoim Har Grizim. The rest of the story is the Kutinim had their own Beis HaMikdash. And their Beis HaMikdash was on Har Grizim. Till today, the Kuthians, the Samaritans, they live on Har Gerizim. There's a village of Kutim that live there. Ad Hayom Hazeh, but they had a Beis HaMikdash. So they wanted the Beis HaMikdash of the Yidin, which is on Har HaMeiria, which is on the Har HaBayis, to be destroyed. But it was V'nahafachula Yehudim, right after the Purim story. There was another V'nahapach, and it ended up that the temple on Har Gerizim was the one that got destroyed, and our Beis HaMikdash got saved. Either way, sounds certainly like a reason to celebrate. And this is Chafei Tevis, this is the Yom Har Gerizim that we're referring to, the Gemaris. So what does this have to do with our sugya? We're in the middle of a shtik alam desh sugya, and that is Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehanes Pan, or Loi Nitnu Lehanes Pan. So the Gemara says, L'churi Yavaraya, Nitnu Lehanes Pan. And not just that, even the Medina, it's okay. Because what was the Gemara's conclusion? That really Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehanes Pan. However, the Medina, it's also because he's being Noyig Minakhail. So if you want to walk around the Beis HaMikdash wearing the Big Day Kuna, even though punked, I'm not doing a Zrika now, Seder. But to take it into the Medina, to go to the Shuk, maybe that's not okay. From this story, one prat in this story, Shimon HaTzadik donned his Big Day Kahuna. He wore it through the night when he was going to Crete, Alexander the Great. So you see that not only a Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehanes Ben, but even the Medina, because he went outside the Makam HaMikdash. And the Gemara says there's two very easy answers that you can say. Iba Yaseima, maybe what the Braisa meant when it says Shimon HaTzadik wore Big Day Kahuna wasn't really Big Day Kahuna, but Ru'uyin Le Big Day Kahuna. He meant Chashuv HaBegadim, something that would be befitting to be Big Day Kahuna. But it just means that he wore his finest attire, but they weren't literally Big Day Kuna. Iba Yaseim, it was Big Day Kuna, and really it's not okay, but this wasn't a regular circumstance. Which is a principle in halacha that can sometimes be used by Gedoylei Yoylam, and that is sometimes there's an idea that you can go lekatchila with kavana and do something that really you're not supposed to do. In this case, it was only a derabana to go do something that really you're not supposed to do, simply to make a point and to save the Jewish nation. Shimon HaTzadik thought that the koyach of the Big Day Kahuna, the effect that it was going to have, the way it would impress Alexander's Mukhtim perhaps, was going to make such a big difference, and that's why he ended up doing what he did excel. So just to stop for 1 second, can't go through this sugya without at least acknowledging. So again, we had a shayla. Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehanes Ben, Maloi Nitnu Lehanes Ben. And the Gemara has different nafkaminas la halacha, but the classic nafkamina would be, is it okay for a kohen to wear Big Day Kuna, Shalevish Asavoida, or is it not okay? L'maisa, it's a machloikis Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Kalayim, this is Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, says, Kohanim Shalov Shu Big Day Kuna, Shalei b'shas avoid, the Kehanim that wear the Big Day Kuna, Shalei b'shas avoid, afilu b'mikdash, even in the Beis HaMikdash, loikin mipnei ha'avne. They get Malkus. And the reason is because of the Avne. Shehu kelayim, v'loi hutru b'yela b'shas avoid. And it's only okay to wear the kelayim b'shas avoid. She mitzvah saseh, because the avoid is a mitzvah saseh, kelayim b'tzitzis. So just like you could wear kelayim b'tzitzis, so too you could wear kelayim b'shas avoid. But the Rambam couldn't be more clear. Kehanim shalov shu Big Day Kuna, Shalei b'shas avoid, afilu b'miktosh loikin mipnei ha'avnei tshuhu kelayim. So Ram says it's aser. Amar Avram says the Ravid tov zeh. The Rambam made a mistake. Shari Amru b'yuma. It's a mafurish gemara in Yuma. B'perik bolei koin gadol samech tesam en aleph b'miktosh afilu shalei b'shas avoyda muter. It's mutter even shalei b'shas. Freik the Ravid. It's connected to maskamas gemara. We just went through the Gemara, and it's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara said shmamina Big Day Kuna nitnu lihanes ben shmamina. It was a mafurish gemara. So if it's a mafurish gemara that it's mutter, says the Ravid tabaze. I think the Rambam Posh made a mistake. Er gemacht ein Teus, ein Greis. He came out the maskana kedegan mafurish gemara. The Radvaz, and this is a long shmooze that we can't get into right now. But on the side of the Gemara, Rab David Ben Zimri says, "What do you mean? It's not a Teus." He said, the Rambam knew that Gemara. The Gemara said, Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehanes Ben. Meaning there's no Isser Hana of Big Day Kahuna. But no one said that there's no Isser Shatness. So if somebody wants to wear the Begadim minus the Avnet, say there. The Rambam never said it's Aser. The Rambam says that Kayanim, that we're all the Big Day Kahuna, it's a problem with Pnei Avnet Shul Kalayim. In other words, like we mentioned in the introduction, there's a few different things that need to be juggled when you learn the sugya. Number one, are you allowed to have anoy? You're not allowed to have anoy from a me'ila perspective. Number two, what about shatness? Number three, maybe there's a problem with Big Day Chol. The maskanas haGemara was Big Day Kuna Nitnu Lehanes Ben, that there's no Isser Hana. But the Gemara never said there's no Isser Shatness, so the Rambam acknowledges there's no Isser Hana. And if somebody would wear his Michnesayim of Big Day Kuna, he'd wear his Ksoinis of Big Day Kuna, it's not a problem. Oh, but the Avnei Tzok, the Rambam, is a problem. Not because of Isra Hanok. Rambam never said Isra Hanok. The Rambam said there's a Shatnez bigger problem. So Dr. Advaz, what's the grace of Tois in the Rambam? Because the Braisa said that it's mutter to wear in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it means minus the Avnei. Who said that it's referring to the Avnei? Either way, there's so much rain on this Rambam. It's up there, and it's from a raid perspective, it's mamash a Rambam that comes up in so many different sugyas Hashas and Bezus Hashem over the years. You know, we've had the schus to talk about this Rambam so many times, but although today is really the day to talk about this Rambam, but Ayoyim Katzer Malachim Merubah, and as a result, we don't have an opportunity to talk about it. But this is the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether it was okay for the Kohanim to wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shnas Avodah or not, or Shaloi B'Shnas Avodah or not. Just one other ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is we said that this day of Yoyim Har Gerizin is mentioned in the Megillah's Tainus. There's one very important Shinoi in the Megillah's Tainus versus the way we have it in our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when was that day? It was Chaf Hei Tevis. If you look in the Megillah's Tainus, it's a different day. Be'esrim v'chad the Kislev. So it was Chaf Aleph Kislev. Ushfuah Shechalbay Chanukah. That's when this day was. So according to our Gemara, it was Chaf Hei Tevis. And according to the Megillah's Tainus, it was Chaf Aleph Kislev. And others actually changed the Gersa in our Gemara. And it seems that the authentic Gersa was not Chaf Hei Kislev, but rather it was Chaf Aleph Tevis. As a historical fact, it's clear from the Gemara that Shimon HaTzadik met Alexandros Mukdim. And the historians have said that that relationship, that encounter really evolved into a friendship and that the Yidden had Yeshuas from this friendship. In fact, it's said that Alexander the Great introduced Shimon HaTzadik to his mentor, Aristotle, and there was some correspondence between Aristotle and Shimon HaTzadik. So you have to speak to a historian about this. But just one interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that, the Pasuk says, that even when the Yidden were in Golus, lo ma'astin v'lo ga'altam l'chaloisam l'hafi b'risa itam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always make sure that the Yidden are set up where they're never going to get lost in Golus. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that says, Tana, lo ma'astin is referring to the days of the Kazdim. I'm skipping. V'lo ga'altam is referring to the times of the Yevanim. She'emadati lohem Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmoyno uvanov u'matisyo u'koyin gadol. So in the days of the Yevanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden the refuah koydim lamaka, Shimon HaTzadik, chashmoynoi uvanov, u'matisyo kohen gadol. So we know the chashmoynoim's roles that they played in the days of the Yevonim. Matisyo kohen gadol, of course, but me matisyo kohen gadol. That's the ala nisam on Chanukah. What does Shimon HaTzadik have to do with the Chanukah story? This is the answer right here. Because Alexander's mukdim was from Yavon. Yavon zu Macedonia. That's the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Yud. So Yavon is Macedonia. That's what it is. And really, the rest of the story of Shimon HaTzadik and Alexandros Mukdim is that there was some relationship there which the Yidden ended up having Yeshuas from. Kemavur in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So L'chura Pashim Shat. And what the Gemara means that Shimon HaTzadik somehow played a role for the Yidden in the times of the Yavanim is the Gemara that we just learned now. Yuma Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph. Either way, we've had some real classic Gemaras up until this point. And really, there's a lot more to come. Zok de Gemara, Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah. So before the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses, he's the Shamas, he would take the Sefer Torah, he'd pass it over to the Rosh HaKnesses, who gave it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, eventually ended up getting to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Shmami, no, you see from here, Chok in Kovid the Talmud the Makom HaRav. That there's an idea that even if the Rav is in the presence, the Rebbe is in the presence, but still you give kavod to the Talmud. I mean, you would think if the Marid HaAsra is there, nobody else gets kavod. But it sounds like there was a whole Seder here. Chazan HaKnesses gives it to the Reish HaKnesses. Reish HaKnesses is getting kavod. Then he gives it to the Skan. The Skan's getting kavod. So there's an idea of choking kavod the Talmud with Makom HaRav. And this is something that comes up in Gemaras with Nafkaminas, Lalocha. But it sounds like that's the idea. Rabbi said, no, Kula Mishum Kvoid of the Kohen Gadol. Really, this was all about the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. We're not thinking about being mechabed the Skan Kohen Gadol or the Reish HaKnesses, but there's an idea that the Kohen Gadol himself gets covered if we're mechabed them. So this is all mishum kfoibe the Kohen Gadol that we're going ahead and we're being mechabed them. Kohen Gadol oimed. So the Mishnah said that Kohen Gadol got up to receive the Sefer Torah. So again, where's this happening? It's happening in the Azar. So in the Azar, the Kohen Gadol stands up to receive the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara makes a bomb dik oimed. Mechal shu yoshev. It sounds like he was sitting. Vanan tanan. We know that. Loch ein yeshiva b'azara. L'malchim es davar b'vay. You're not allowed to sit in the azara. Only malchim es davar. Shenemar. And it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Vayov yamelech David. Vayeshev lifnei Hashem. He's the only person that was ever allowed to sit lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, the Teret says, Kedam Rav Chizda be'ezra snoshen. Hachinami be'ezra snoshen. So Rav Chizda once said to answer a similar question that the thing that seemed to have happened in the Azar, it didn't really happen in the Ezra's Yisrael. It happened in the Ezra's Nashim, which was on the Harabayas, of course, but it wasn't the Azara per se. This, too, didn't happen in the Ezra's Yisrael. It happened in the Ezra's Nashim. The Ezra's Nashim, it was okay for the Kohen Gadol to sit. Incidentally, we've spoken about, over the years, that Tosis and Masech Tesoite, that Mem HaMibreis brings a Shitas HaMedrish that says, Ein Yeshiva Bazar El HaMalchim Es Dovel Buvan, and the Kohen Gadol was also allowed to sit. Tosis over there asks from this Gemara. This is a Mefurish Gemara that you see the Kohen Gadol couldn't sit. Because if the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit, then it's not a kasha. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to be yoshnit. Must be the Kohen Gadol. What's this other place? The Rav Chizda had a similar question that he was posed, and he answered the question in this way that it doesn't mean the Azar, but it means the Ezra Snoshim. Aha. And again, there's a lot of girsa issues here. So we'll skip the word Meisve, the Tanya. We're learning to the Bryce. Where exactly did they read it? Bazara. So according to one girsa in the Rishonim, we're talking about the Kriya Satayra and Yom Kippur. So where did the Kriya happen? It happened in the Azara. Blessed be Yaakov, in Harabayas. It happened in the Harabayas. Shenema v'yikraboy lefnei rechoyv, ashnei lefnei sharamay. Now that pasuk that the Gemara just quoted is a pasuk in Nehemiah, and it's talking about a specific Kriya Satayra, nothing to do with Yom Kippur, that was read. But that happened on the Harabayas, not in the Azara. So the assumption is that Kriya probably happened in the same place that the Kriya Satayra of the Kohen Gadol happened, which means it didn't happen in the Azara, it happened on the Harabayas. So Rav Chizda said that what does it mean it happened in the Azara? It doesn't mean the real Azara, but rather what it means is Be'ezras Noshim, it happened in the Ezras Noshim. So we just mentioned the pasuk in Nehemiah, so we're going to talk a little bit more about Nehemiah, and this is going to be Malavas until the end of the daf. So the historical background, there's no time now, but the historical background is that it's the beginning of Bayesheni. The Yidden rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, but Ezra wasn't present. Ezra, contrary to conventional wisdom, is not the one that built the second Beis HaMikdash. Ezra remained in Bavel as the second Beis HaMikdash was being built. In fact, the Gemara Masechtas Megillah asks it as a question. How is it possible that Ezra wasn't there? And the Gemara says, because Ezra's Rebbe, Baruch Ben Neriah, the Talmud Muvik of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, was still alive. And he was learning with his Rebbe, L'lamedcha she'gdoyla Talmud Torah yoysim ibinyam Beis HaMikdash. So Ezra comes up years later, and he sees that the State of the Union was a big mess. People weren't keeping Shabbos. They were married to Noshim Nachriyos, non-Jewish women, and it was a very big problem. So he made a big event, and he said that everyone has to come to the town square by a certain day. Whoever doesn't come to the town square by that day, Yechrim kol Rechushoy, I'm going to confiscate his property. The Gemara says that's the Makar, Hefker Bezden Hefker. V'hu yibadel mikol ha-goylo, the Chassam Sofer, we've spoken of many times, that's the Makar to the Kutim who somehow were thrown out of the Jewish nation. But a lot of things happened at that event. Now, one of the Pesukim says that Vayivarech Ezra as Hashem Aleikim HaGadol. So Ezra prayed, he benched, as Hashem Aleikim HaGadol. The Gemara says, my HaGadol. What does that mean? I'm Rav Yosef, I'm a Rav. Shengidloi b'shem HaMefarish. He used the Shem HaMefarish. He gave a bracha with the Shem HaMefarish. Now, Ezra was a Kohen. The Rambam says he was a Kohen Gadol. It's a big shiloh of that Rambam. But he for sure was a Kohen. So if a Kohen gives a bracha, you think of Birchas Kohenim. Now the Beis HaMikdash, Birchas Kohenim happened with the Shem HaMefarish. But this happened in the town square. This didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. But regardless, that's what Rav Yeh said in the name of Rav, that Shengidloi B'Shem HaMefarish. Rav Gidol Amar, he said a different shah. What he said was, Baruch Hashem Alikei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam. That the way you should finish a bracha, so not Baruch Ata Hashem Choynin Hadas, but Baruch Ata Hashem. That was what he had instituted, and that was the minig of how brachas were made in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is where this came from. Abayi told Rav Dimi, "V'dilma shegidloi b'shem ha'mefarish." How did Rav Gidol know that that's the pshat? Maybe Hagadol means the Shem Hagadol means Shem ha'mefarish. Amalei told him, "I'll tell you why Rav Gidol didn't want to learn that way, because ain't no Shem ha'mefarish begvulin, because you now let us say the Shem ha'mefarish and the gvulin. This didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. It was outside the Beis HaMikdash. Not mistabru was the Shem ha'mefarish. Is that true? Fuck it. But there's another pasuk that again is describing this times in Nehemiah, and it says, "Vayamid Ezra Sofer al Migdal Eitz, asher also Lidaber, Vamar Rav Gidol, Shigidle B'Shem HaMefarish. Rav Gidol himself said Shigidle B'Shem HaMefarish. So how come that pasuk is okay with Shem HaMefarish, and there it's not okay, right? Rav Gidol doesn't want to learn Akela Gadol in Shem HaMefarish. Why? Because it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Gidol himself explained a different pasuk in the same general context, that's what it was. Marasai Rasha, he said that he felt was a Rasha, but over here there was another way to learn the pasuk, and he preferred to learn the pasuk in that other way. So again, we're going to digress from our digression now. So we're talking about Ezra bringing the Yidden together, the Shem HaGadol, Zakti Gemara. The pasuk says, Vayizaku Ela Hashem Elokim B'Gadol. At that time, the Yidden started screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Gadol. So the Gemara says, my Amr, what did they say? Amar Rav. Rav said, V'item Rabbi Yochanan. Some say Rabbi Yochanan said, bye-bye. What they said was, bye-bye, Lashon Za'aka V'Kuvlona. They were just screaming. There was yelling going on. Hainu Haida Achrive L'Mikdasha. They said that this is what caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. V'Kal Yilei Chale. And for the Heichal to be burned. V'Katlinu L'Kuli Tzadike. It caused all the Yidden to be killed. V'Aklinu L'Yisrael Me'aron. It caused the Yidden to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. V'Adai Merakit Be'Non. And it's still between us. It's still dancing amongst us. What were they referring to? So they were referring to the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So they get together and they realize the situation is not good. And they immediately were able to point the finger as to why it wasn't good. It's because they were being over Avodah Zarah. So they said, this Avodah Zarah that took us down with the first Beis HaMikdash, all the tzaras we have came from the Avodah Zarah. So they turned to the Eibishter and they said, Klum Yahavtilon Elul Kabul Beyagra. Why do you give us the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? Ramchal 101, to be on this world, have to overcome our Yetzahara. No, we can't handle it anymore. So I think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'd be better off if you take away the Yetzahara by the Zahara. We're going to miss out on the Schar, so we'll miss out on the Schar. The Gemara says, Nafalu Piskam Erekiya. All of a sudden, a paper comes down from Shemayim, Davikosa Be'emes. And it said the word Emes on. Amrav Chanina, Shemamino, you see from here, Chaysomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That's the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachal, whatever that means. But Chaysomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. That's what came down. Came down, it said on it, Emes. Oisivu Betaneh, and they realized that their tefillos were accepted, and that meant that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was going to be no longer around. So the Gemara says, Oisivu Betaneh, Setloisa Yamin, Vetlosa Levasa, 3 days and 3 nights, they fasted, Masru Nahaleh, and they got the Yetzirah. So what does it mean they got the Yetzirah? How'd they know they actually caught it? So the Gemara says, above our pay grade, Nafak, Ki Asa, Ki Guri Yudinu, Veiz Kosh HaKadosh. They saw a lion, a fire emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amu Navi Yisrael said, Navi turned to the Yidden and said, Hainu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. That's it right here. We have to catch it. So they went and they caught it. But while they caught it, Ishtamet Binisa Mimazio. One here came out of this fiery lion, Veromakala. And when the lion lost his hair, it yelled. It gave a scream. For Azal Koli, Armamea Parsi. It traveled 400 parasites. Amu, they said, Hey Chenavit, what should we do? They were afraid of the screaming of the lion, because they thought, because if in Shemayim they hear the cries of the lion, they're going to have Rachmanis on the lion, and everything we just did is going to be for naught. We're going to lose the Yetzar of our eyes. Amalu Navi said, and Navi said, I have a trick. Put it inside a dud. Put it inside some sort of container that's made of avra, made of lead. The chafiul lepumi ba'avra, and then seal it with lead. The avra mishav shav kala, because it's going to be soundproof now. And the noise is not going to go through this lead. Shemayim, they're not going to hear it. And you don't have to worry. They said, so they realized this is an Eis Ratzon. They just don't care the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. No, so when it's an Eitz Ratzon, when it's Rava, the Ravin, you have to chop a rain, right? That's what you're supposed to do. So they said, "Boy, Rachm Yitzrud Avero." Let's see if we can get rid of the Yetzirah of Avero. Stam Avero in Shas is Arayas. So they said, "Let's get rid of that fear of that Arayas." And Moshe says, "Boy, Rachm." They daven the Imsa Biyadayu, and they got a hold of the Yetzirah of Arayas. Amaluhu, they said, "Chazud ikatlisu lahu kal." Kula kal yo alma. But they were told that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to kill this, the world is going to come to an end. So they said, let's see what that means. Chavshu tlasa yoimi. So they locked up the Yetzar for 3 days. Ubo beyosef as yoimi b'chol eretzor v'leishtach. They were trying to find an egg. And there was no hen that laid an egg because there was no Yetzar of Arayas. So there was going to be no procreation. Amri, they said, hey chenavet, so what do we do now? Niktale, should we kill this Yetzahara? Kal yo alma. Then the world's going to go back to Sayu v'vayu. Nibay rachni apalga. Maybe we should just qualitatively just diminish the power of the Eitzar of Avodah Zarah. Let's cut it in half. The Palgabar Kilo Yava, that's not on the table. Kachlinu le'enis, what they did is they blinded its eye, v'shavku, and they let it go. V'ahani, and it accomplished, le'migrile le'inish b'krifsa. That like this, people wouldn't have the Eitzar of real Gili Arayis as an incest, and like this, that Yetzirah wouldn't exist anymore. So they realized the world could not exist without the Yetzirah of Arayis, but at the same time, they felt it was an Eitzaratzin to, at the very least, diminish it, and that was the end of the Yetzirah of Gilei Arayis, as in Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim. That's the story of how the Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah, became bottle, and how part of the Yetzirah of Arayis became bottle. But one more Gemara. In my Rava, they used to say the following: Rav Gidol Amar Gadol Shegidloi B'Shem Amafarish. Again, referring back to the pasuk that says Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Olekim Agadol. What does it mean, Agadol? So originally, Rav Gidol was the one that said Baruch Hashem Olekay Yisrael Noelam Adoylo. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a different nusach. That Rav Gidol said Shegidloi B'Shem Amafarish. Ramas Nama, Ramasa said it meant something else. Hakel Hagadol. Hakibar v'hanoira. What they said was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol Gibar v'hanoira. So to Gemara of other Amasna Matilir Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This that we just said for Amasna, some say in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, another classic Gemara. Lama Nikra Shman Anshei Knesset Agdoilo. Why were the leaders of the Jewish people at that time referred to as the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo? We have to talk about the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo more properly. But the leaders at that Kuf, right, we're familiar with the Nevi'im. We know about the Skenim from the parashas in the Torah. Who are the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo? We know the Tanaim, the Amiram, the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Rosh Hashivas. But who exactly are the Landanim? But who exactly are the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo? But the Gemara says, why were they called the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo? Shechziru Atara Liyosha. Because they returned the crown, Kaviyachal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says like this. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu came. Amar, he said, Akel, HaGadol, Gibor V'Noir. Moshe Rabbeinu referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Godoil. He's great. Gibor, he's mighty. And Noir, he's awesome. People have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Yirmiyo came. But Amar, he said, Nachrim Mekarkim Beichala, Ayin Noir Oysa. Yirmiyo was an eyewitness to Churban Bayis Rishon. He saw the Goyim, the Nachrim, the Shkatzim V'Ramasim. They were dancing inside the Heichal, and they were making tzores for the Yidden in the Heichal. He said, Eivishter's Noira? Where's the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Loi Amar Noira. So he said, we're stopping to say Noira. Also Daniel came, Amar, he saw Golos Bavel, Nachrim Mishtabdim Bebanov. He saw the tzores that the Yidden had in Bavel. He said, Ayuk V'Roysa. This is a gibar. For Kadosh Baruch Hu was a gibar, so he would knock out his enemies and he would save the Yidden. Like Omar gibar, he stopped saying gibar, and instead of saying Hagadol Hagibar Vanoiro, all the Yidden was saying was Gadol, because they felt that even though of course Hakadosh Baruch Hu was gibar and Noira, but right now Ayei Gvur Oisnov, and right now Ayei Noira Oisnov. Also, in the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo came. For Amru, and they said, Adrabo. They said, I realize Yirmiyo and Daniel saw it one way, but they came with a machshava shnia, a whole different perspective. And they said that what Daniel thought was Ayei Gvur Roisav, I think just the opposite, is the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Yirmiyo thought, Ayei Noi Roisav, is just the opposite. That's what Adrabo means. Punkvakert. What you're interpreting one way, Be'etzem needs to be interpreted another way. This is that Zui Gvur Osoi. The fact that Nachrim Mishtabdim Bebonov, the fact that the Yidden have suffered so much and the Eivishter has been able to show restraint when you have Mamish Rishon and Mamzerim giving the Yidden such tzaras throughout the Doris and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it happen day after day, year after year, that's the Gres, the Gvura, Shekoivish Es Yitzroi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he conquers his Yitzhara, Shenois and Erech Apayim L'Rishon, Ve'elohei Noira Oysa. You want to know where the Noira is? That is the Gres, the Noira, Shel Malei Moira, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Uma Achas Yichoylo L'Skayim Bein Umas. The same people that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, had they not destroyed Klal Yisrael? Must be because Eivish is Noira. That must be the answer. A riser could bring me so chad, and there's a noira. At the end of the day, there's a hobby moira. They have moira, they chap a little bit. They chap a eats of avonin every now and again. Abel Amaisa, you see, they can't finish the job because at the end of the day, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is noira. So Yirmiyo said, Aye? Hein noira isav. And Daniel said, Aye? It's just the opposite. This is the Gevur. It's not the Gemar of Rabbanon. Hechi Abdi Hachi Vakrit Akanta, the Takin Moisha. How did the Yirmiyahu and Daniel have a right to stop saying Gibor and Noira? Moshe Rabbeinu said Gibor and Noira. Had they have a right to stop saying Gibor and Noira? Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'toch Shuyedim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamitihu, L'fichach Lo Kizvu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amiti. We just said, Chaisama Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And because Chaisama Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amiti, and they felt right now, it's not Amiti. That's what they thought, to say Gibor and Noira, and therefore they came around. There's a beautiful Marsha in this Gemara, where the Gemara says that what did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah see that triggered them to suddenly see it differently? Meaning, Daniel, Yirmiyahu, they saw it one way. Ayei Noiroisav, Ayei Gvuroisav. And they came around and they saw it a little bit differently. Like, what happened? Something must have been an impetus. So the Marsha says that maybe the impetus was the Purim story, which really makes this Gemara very much a Purim Rebbeit. Because the Purim story, after the Nasi says, a Mordechai and Esther, and they realize that the Eibush still Gibor, the Eibush still Noira, the Eibush is with us, but there's a Hester upon him, and there's a Gvura and a Noira of his Galus, and then there's a Gvura of Noira in a world of Anoichi Aster Haster, in a world of Astara and Astara Shebetoicha Astara, and in the world of Akasrikel, right? Even in that world, there's a concept of Gibor and Noira, and they recognize that after the Purim story. So when you think about all the things that the Purim story led to, Hadi Kiblu Abimei HaShverish, it led to Bayesheni, it led to an understanding of seeing and Gvura and Noira, even in his man of Galus. But that's really a whole conversation for another day. So again, there's so much to talk about over here. So in no particular order, just a few short ha'aris. Number one, the Briskerov in his Sefer on Chumash. So at the very, very end, there's a few pieces on Tanakh. So on Eicha, the Pasuk says, Ato Gibor Lo'olam Hashem. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Ato Gibor Lo'olam Hashem, Mechayim Eisem Ato. So what's this lashon of Ato Gibor Lo'olam Hashem? You don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godoy Lo'olam. Ato Gibor Lo'olam. So the Biskerov says, Yeshloim Ra'apim Adi Isa B'yum Adav Samichtes. And it brings our entire Gemara, with some mavur in our Gemara, that there was a time that the Yidden weren't calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gibor. Also, Daniel, and he said, Ayei Gvuroisav, and as a result, they stopped saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor. So said the Briskerov, that's what we mean when we say, Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. Because after the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came, and they were Machzer HaTorah L'Yoshna, so then there was an understanding that even during times where it would seem like there's no Gvura, where Ayei Gvuroisav, but like the Gemara says, Adarabba, Zuhi Gvuroisav, this is the Gvura. In other words, Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a Gibor. And sometimes we see the Gvura through the lens of Iskalus, and sometimes we see the Gvura a little bit differently. Sometimes we see the Gvura through a lens of Astar Aspanim. But at the same time, there is an idea of Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. The Chasam Sofer in his Svarim talks a lot about this idea of the Midah of Gvura and the difference between the Midah as it is in the world of Hiskalos and the difference of the way it is in the world of Hester Panim. But one of the Vertlach that's Matu Mishmei D'Chasam Sofer, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, is we say, Ad Masai Uscha B'Shvi, V'Snif'artecha B'Yad Sar, Oira Gvurascha V'Hishyenu. So the Chasam Sofer teach that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor, of course, but we don't want to see the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shvi. So he said, Ad Masai Uscha B'Shvi, that's the Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say every day in Shemayin Esrei, Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor. But at the same time, Ad Masai Uscha B'Shvi, why do we have to see the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shvi? Oira Gvurascha, Bima Oira, the other Midas HaGvura. The Midas HaGvura, where you're going and you're killing our enemies. V'Ishiyenu. And like this, we're going to end up having Yeshua's Laman Shemecha. That's the way the Chasam Sofer teach. Many of his shtiklach, he says, the Pasuk says, Hine Anoichi Shelech, so he said, why don't we say Gibor? So the Chasam Sofer said, oh my Gibor, the Amru Chazal, hein gvuroisav shiroi v'shoisek. The Iker Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that he's roi v'shoisek. But boy yoy mahu, but when the yoy magadol is going to come, you're not going to have to see that Gvur anymore. Yisale gvurosoy, v'lo yishtoik oy. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Lo yishtoik oy. Right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that strength. But there's going to be a time where it's going to be v'lo yishtoik oy. Which means that as much as there's going to be Gvura, but the Iker Gvura, which is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marich Af L'Risham, there's going to be a V'lo Yishtakot. So we say, Ato Gibor L'Olam Hashem. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's going to be Hini Anoich Shalach Lechem Asaliyahu Anavi Lifnei Bo Yoy Mashem Hagadol VaAnoira. Because V'lo Yishtek Oy, that Erech HaPayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that's something that's short lived. That's something that at some point we're not going to have anymore. We saw in the Daf the Gemara mentioned Chaysamay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Number one, after the Yidden killed the Yetzar Vavay the Zara, but they davened for it, so a piska came down from Shemayim and it said Emes. And they learned from there that Chaysamay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So the Chasam Sofer, in a few places, he talks about this idea of Chaysamay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And he quotes the Mekubalim, that the Mekubalim said that one of the Shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eke. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, the Yidden are going to ask me, who's the person that sent me to go ahead and take them out? Who should I say? So say, Eke Shlochani, Eke Asher Eke. So the Chasam Sofer says that Eke is Bigamatria 200, is Bigamatria 21. Eke Asher Eke is Eke times Eke. It's 21 times 21, which is 441, which is the Gematria of Emes. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. It's the Gematria of Emes, and that's what Eke Asher Eke is, because Chaysamay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and that's Eke Eke. 21 times 21 is 441, and that's the Gematria of Emes. He says that's why the parasha of Kriya Shema that we read, all three parashas are mentioned in the Torah. Shema is mentioned in the Torah, Vahavta is mentioned in the Torah, Vayom Shemay is mentioned in the Torah, Vayom is mentioned. There's one word in Kriya Shema that doesn't come from the Torah. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And the Chasam Sofer in art, it's in Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, he brings, it's in Torah Smoshen Vayikra, there's a few pieces on Agadah Shal Pesach, that's what this is. And he asks, how come the word Emes is not mentioned? Why is it Hashem Elokeichem, and why is it not Emes? So the Chasam Sofer says that the reason the name Emes is not mentioned is because Emes is Chaysom Eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, the tiefkeit of Emes is, it's Eke Asher Eke. Because Eke times Eke is 21 times 21, which is 441. 441 is the gematria of Emes. What was Eke Asher Eke? Eke Asher Eke, Rashi says, Eke, I'm with them now. Asher Eke, I'm going to be with them in the future Golias as well. So he says that when the Eibush was saying in Parashat Shlach that I took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he didn't want to talk to them about other Golias. So he didn't say the word Emes. Because in the Shem of Emes is Eke Asher Eke, that just like I was with them in Mitzrayim, I'm going to be with them in future Golias. And right now is not the time to talk about future Golias. So as a result, at Nishkezocht Emes, Abba Venayid is in Golias, Mizocht Emes. Because in the Shem Emes is Eke Asher Eke, and that's why you have the word Emes over here. But it's not mentioned in the Torah, that's what the Chasam Sofer said in that piece, because it's Miramis to the Goliath so Asidois. And in the Torah, he didn't want to talk on that point about the Goliath so Asidois. But when we say Chaysomei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, really what it's a reference to is to this Anhaga of Eker Asher Eker, but specifically the fact that a person has a Dveikus, a person has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even while he's in Gol. Just one more Ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara says that the Yidden were Mispalo, and they caught the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara tells a story. It emerged as a lion of fire, and it came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Very appropriate, Yuma Daf Samech Tes. But it emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when they went to chop it, one hair of the lion got away. And when the lion lost its hair, it gave this yell, and they were so worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to everybody. Literally, L'choy L'ashay Yikru Be'emes L'rabbis the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So they were afraid that maybe somehow they would have Rachmanis on the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. They didn't know what to do. The Navi said, just take a bottle, a tube of lead, stuff it with lead. Like this, it's going to knock out the noise. Like this, you're not going to have to worry about it. But there was one here of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah that got out. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, a very, very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, La'asad Lava, in the end of days, Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzahar of Eshoichte B'fnei HaTzadikim B'fnei HaRisha. And Hashem is going to shech the Yetzahar in the presence of the Tzadikim and the Rishah. Tzadikim Nidme Lehem Kehar Gavaya. The Tzadikim are going to experience, they're going to see the Yetzahar, they're going to see this big mountain, Mount Everest. Rishah Nidme Lehem Kehot HaSayra. But the Rishonim are going to see a little here. Halalu boichem v'halal, everyone's going to cry. Tzadikim boichem, the tzadikim are going to cry. But they're going to say, Heich yechulani lichboich hargevoich, is that how are we able to overcome such a mountain? This was so impossible. Think about, they're going to remember every time they had a taiva to do an aveira and they overcame that taiva. Every time they had an asoyim, they overcame that asoyim. They're going to be crying. They're going to be bawling because they're not going to be able to believe how they were able to do this. They're going to look back at their life and they say, I can't believe I actually did this. And the Rishon says the Gemara are also going to cry. They're going to say, this is what we lost out for. This is what we gave up everything for this Chut HaSayra. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim and the Bali Musters, which one is it? Is it a Har Gavoya or is it a Chut HaSayra? So all the Bali Musters say that really it's a Chut HaSayra. However, when a person wants something, that's the allure of the forbidden fruit. You think, who knows what it is? All it is a Chut HaSayra. So the Tzadikim who never did the Aveira, they're still going to see a Har Gavoya. The Rishon who did the Aveira, they realize that's what it is. Nishkevarlach. All it was really a Chut HaSayra. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, what's Pshat in this Mashal to Chut HaSayra? So they say it's this Gemara that we just learned. Yuma Samech Tes Samech Beis, also Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Talon Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says that when they caught the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, one hair got out. That here was the Chut HaSayra. That's the Yetzahara that the Gemara is referring to. And it's that Chut HaSayra of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah that's been causing us so many tzaras. That Yetzahara, that little bit of a Chut HaSayra, that's the troublemaker. And that's the Chut HaSayra that the Gemara is referring to in Sukkah and Beis and Aleph. It's the Benisa. It's the one ear that got away. In today's daf, in Mesechtes Yuma, daf Samech Tes Samech Beis. So I was thinking that a little bit of Yetzirah of the Zohar got away. That's what the Sfarim HaKadoshim say is representative in that Benisa. And that's the Chut HaSayra that the Gemara mentions in Masech the Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, an eponymous HaTorah Diga level, on a little bit of a deeper level. So maybe that's Pshan in the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And it's a Gemara in other places as well, but the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, B'shemesu Nevi'im Achroinim, when the last Nevi'im died, Chagi Zecharya U'Malachi, Nistalku Ruach HaKadosh, there was no more Nevu'ah anymore. The Yidden didn't have Nevu'ah, V'afal Pikein, but despite the fact there was no Nevu'ah, Hayim Eshtam Shem B'Baskel, there was a diluted form of Nevu'ah that they still had. And the Gemara tells a story, once upon a time, the Yidden heard a Baskel. So the Yidden lost Nevu'ah, Chagi Zecharya Malachi with the Nevi'im Achroinim. But even after they lost Nevu'ah, there was something. There was Baskel, which is the lowest form of Nevuah, but at the same time, there was some form of Nevuah. So what's the Pshat in that? So it could be the Pshat's Meiridik, because Yadua, the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish on the Seder Olam said that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah became Batel at the same exact time that the Yidden lost Nevuah. And the reason is because the only reason the Yidden had Nevuah was to combat the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. Because there always has to be an equilibrium. There always has to be bechira. There has to be free will. You can't have that the Yetzahara is so much more powerful than the Yetzahara. And you can't have that the Yetzahara is so much more powerful than the Yetzahara. So what happened was, when as long as there was the Yetzahara of the Zara, the Vilna Gaon said that Yidden needed to combat it somehow. And the way it was combated was with Nevuah. So Nevuah was the antidote to the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. But as soon as our Gemara happened, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis, happened, as soon as they were mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, so at that point it wasn't necessary to have Nevuah. So the Vilna Gaon says, you want to understand why and when Nevuah became batel? It happened in the beginning of Bayesheni. Chagi Yischari Malachi was Ezra. So it happened right in the beginning of Bayesheni. Why were these the last Nevi'im? These were the last Nevi'im because that's when they were Mevatel Yetzar V'Dazar, and when there was no more Yetzar V'Dazar, it wasn't necessary to have Nevuah anymore. If that's the case, it's Meiridik. Even though they were Mevatel Yetzar V'Dazar, but there was one here, a Chut HaSayra of the Yetzar V'Dazar that got away. And because there was one here, one Chut HaSayra of the Yetzar that got away, so Zelo Umazeh, there had to be one Chut HaSayra of Nevuah, and that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanu, Shemesu Nevi'im Achroinim, Chagi Yischari Malachi, Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael." But there was still a Chut HaSayra. Afal Pikein Oyim Mishtam Shem Bebaskel. It had to be that way because that's the Zelo Umazeh. So if the reason we lost Nevuah was because of the Yetzara of Avodah Zarah, if Avivul, there's still a little Yetzara of Avodah Zarah. There has to be a little bit of Nevuah. That's the Gemara. Just like one Benisa got away. That's why it's true. There's no Nevuah. Abashtikol Nevuah. Tzadik. Rebbeim and Rebbes with Ruach HaKodesh, that there's been. And the reason there's a little Ruach HaKodesh, and the reason there's a little bit of a Baskel, is, what do you mean? I thought there's no Nevuah, I thought the Goyen. Oh, it's because of the one here that got away. It's because of that one Biniso, the Chut HaSair of the Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Mem Beis and Aleph. That's the reason. Just to end with one final, tiny, tiny Aura. So we just learned this Gemara. Right, so the Gemara is Gevaldik, that the Yidden, they wanted to be Mevatel, the Yitzara, Vavay, the Zara, and the Pasuk says that they got up, Vayizaku Bekoil Godol, El Hashem, El Ekeyem. And it's beautiful, the way the Gemara brings the whole Nusach of what happened. They said, bye, bye, Hainu, hai, da Achrevei, la Mikdasha, Vekal Yalei, Chole, Vekatlinu, Kuli tzadiki, vaglinu li Yisrael me'aroi, vadayim merakid b'neiam, klun yavtilon elo likbulu be'agri. A whole beautiful nusach, and they're screaming. Loshen z'akka, v'kuvlono. They mamish went and they yelled as loud as they can. That's what this means. As loud as they can, and their prayers were answered. Now, partially, you understand, this was a one-time, magnificent, spectacular event that happened. With the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, Umehem, Kamen Avim, Mordechai Atzadik, right? If you look at the members of the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, it's a who's who list. And these were the Yidden that went, and they were Mevatel, the Eitzahara of Avodah Zarah. But the Marsha, and it's not on our Gemara, it's in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samech Dalem and Alf, the same exact Gemara. Over there, the Chedusha Agada says, what was the Pshat? How did they have an ability to do this? What gave them the koyach to do it? Says the Marsha, it's very pashut, because Habolat Taher, Messiah Noisai. And they daven so badly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us, because we're lost. And we know how this played out the first time, and unless we fix this, it's going to happen again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this time, we can't do this on our own. We need a bissel siyata d'shmaya. Because otherwise, we're just going to repeat the same mistakes that we made, and we will have not learned anything. So the koyach of this Gemara was very poshut. It's Habolat Taher Messiah Noisai. I mean, this wasn't a one-time event. This is something that every single person is shayach to in his whole life. A person has the ability to be Vayisaku Bekoil Godol El Hashem Alekim, and he can come with a nusach of Lashon Zaakov Vekuvlana and say, Eivish, I try and I fall and I try and I fall. So right now, I need a little bit of help. And says, that's all it is. This is the Gemara of Kalabola Tair, Messiah Noisai, and he brings the other Gemaras where you find the same exact idea, that if a Yid wants to do the right thing, they help him from Shemayim. This was dramatic. This was something that really affected every single Yid, Adbias Goyal Tzedek. But the truth is, the power of this Gemara was not a Hira Shah. It had nothing to do with the fact that it was Anshe Knesset. Of course, that specific incident did. But the underlying Kayach is a Kayach that every single Yid has, says the Marsha. And every single person can apply it in his own Dalet Amos, in his own life. And if he comes with a real Reina Emesa Vayizaku Bekoil Godol El Hashem Elikim, he's a real bum attire, just like the Yidden in that door where Mevatel the Yetzar of the Zara, one here got away. And they were able to Mevatel half of the Yetzar of Arayas, or they blinded the eye of the Yetzar of Arayas. At the same time, every Yid has a kayach through such a sincere Za'aka to be able to do the same thing.